This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
It's The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano.
This is The Other Side of Midnight. I'm Frank Morano. Well, it's no secret that the presumptive presidential nominees of both parties this year have some baggage. In fact, if you go back to the history of modern polling, these are the two least popular major party nominees for president ever. And that has some people exploring some third party alternatives. One of the groups that has gotten a great deal of attention and a great deal of criticism from some quarters is a group called No Labels. It's a group I've been a member of since its founding. And it started out not as a political party, not as an entity that was going to put forward independent candidates for anything, but as a group of problem solvers, as a group of Democrats and Republicans that were going to put forward common sense solutions. This year, they're running an actual ticket, possibly. One of the people that's probably been the most vocal advocate and spokesman for No Labels is Senator Joe Lieberman. Not only is he a former senator from the Nutmeg State and a former Democratic nominee for vice president, he's the founding chairman of No Labels and one of only three independents this century to be elected to the U.S. Senate. Senator Lieberman, it's great to talk with you. Thanks for joining me on the radio again.
Hey, Frank, it's good to be with you. We're proud you're a member of No Labels, and I love that introduction. So I'm glad to answer any questions you have. But you stated the case. We started out No Labels about 13 or 14 years ago because a bunch of us, led by a woman named Nancy Jacobson, were fed up by how partisan everything had become in Washington, how the ideological extremes dominated both parties, and the great majority of people caught in the middle didn't have much of a say. And it's only gotten worse since then. We've elected centrist, No Labels type people to Congress and the Senate. They've helped to do the few things that have been done on a bipartisan basis. And then they said to us a couple of years ago, this is not going to get better unless we have a No Labels type leadership in the White House. So let's explore it. For us, that meant qualifying to be on the ballot in states around the country. We're now on 18, and we're very confident that we're going to get to 50 before November. And now that Super Tuesday has come and gone.
So,
and we see that
Senator,
indeed we,
let's talk about the process here. What exactly is No Labels doing and why? What's the process going forward from now until November?
Okay. So we said to our members, we know that you don't want to have to choose again between Trump and Biden. And as you said, Frank, in every poll we see the great majority of the American people, 70% say they don't want this to be just Trump and Biden again. It's not good for the country. More partisanship, more nastiness. Nothing's going to change. So we waited, but we said, we don't know. We got to wait until after Super Tuesday. It could be one or another of them will drop out or they'll be defeated in the primary. Well, Super Tuesday came and went. They're both there. So we went to our 800 delegate rank and file grassroots No Labels constituent assembly and said, do you want us to go forward? They said yes. And what does that mean? We're interviewing candidates now. We formed something we call a country over party committee. Really, it's a nominating committee. I'm on it. We're talking to candidates, and hopefully we'll come up with a good bipartisan ticket. Unusual. Never had it since Lincoln and Johnson in 1864. But we think the country is crying out for that right now. And we hope to have a decision within the next couple of weeks. I will tell you honestly, Frank, it's not easy to get people to agree to run on a third ticket, because you're getting yourself out there in the midst of a mud fight, and No Labels doesn't want to throw mud. They want to talk about how to unite the country again and solve some of our problems. But we think we can still do it, and you'll know pretty much in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
So, Senator, obviously you served in the U.S. Senate for about 20 years with Joe Biden. Presumably you guys were friendly enough. And right. On the issues, I think you were in agreement more likely than not. Speak to folks that might be Biden inclined. What's wrong with Joe Biden?
Well, I like Joe Biden. He's a good man and did a great record. But the Democratic Party is now dominated by the left, not the center left of the party. They're pulling it left. And Joe is the head of the party, but he's getting pulled with it. And I think that's part of his problem as he goes in to this election. Obviously, Trump has his own set of problems. But I tell you, Frank, to be perfectly honest, a look at Joe Biden's record, tremendous service to our country, ending as president, done some big things as president. I wish he would still decide it's time to leave the stage with honor and dignity, open up the Democratic convention in August, and let the delegates there choose a new ticket.
You obviously were the Democratic nominee for vice president in 2000. And in that election, a lot of Democrats were criticizing Ralph Nader for siphoning off votes from the Gore Lieberman ticket and allowing George Bush and the Republicans to get in. These days, the Democrats are going after No Labels and all the third party candidates. They have a whole organized group to go after them. Do you have a little bit of a changed perspective given where you were in 2000 versus where you are now?
Yeah, I do. I mean, let me be straightforward at the outset. We don't want to do this if field a bipartisan ticket, if we think it's going to take votes from Biden and help elect Trump. But all our polling shows that that's not what it's going to do. And we're not spoilers like Nader was. No, Nader never thought he had a chance to win. He wanted to pull Al Gore more to the left. We think if we field the right ticket, they actually could get elected. I know it goes against history, but I'll just give you this little fact. The electoral votes in every state in our country, except Maine and Nebraska, go to the ticket that gets the most votes in that state, not the majority. Well, if you've got Trump, Biden, our No Labels bipartisan ticket, RFK Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, you could get about 34 or 35% of the votes in the state. That could be the most. You got the electoral votes. You're on the way to the Electoral College meeting in Washington. So right now we think that's possible for us. But most of all, we want to give the people a third choice. It's not a political choice. It's not a partisan choice, because that's what they say they want. And it'll be up to them. Obviously, whether they make that choice if we give it to them. I think we're in range of offering two great candidates, one from each political party. And boy, wouldn't that be something different?
It sure would be revolutionary in American history. I don't think we've seen anything like it since 1860. You alluded to the fears, though, that this could elect Donald Trump. But if people are just tuning in, we're talking with Senator Joe Lieberman. These days, he's with No Labels. You can learn more about what No Labels is doing at nolabels.org. As you know, the fear of electing Donald Trump is a nightmare scenario for a lot of Democrats, a lot of independents, and even some never-Trump Republicans. And the fact that No Labels, because of its unique status as a nonprofit, hasn't had to, up until this point, disclose its donors, that's led to a lot of criticism, a lot of articles saying this is all part of a scheme to reelect Donald Trump because you have Trump donors also donating to No Labels. Now that we're getting into the home stretch here, do you think No Labels may voluntarily disclose who some of these donors are to possibly put some of those concerns from Never Trump Republicans and independents to rest?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked that question. So over the last 2 or 3 years, we have had a surge of Republicans coming into No Labels, including people who are contributing significant amounts of money to our organization. But trust me, not a one of them is for Trump. They're all passionately anti-Trump. Why? Because they think he stole their party from them. These are the traditional conservative Republicans. Call them Reagan Republicans or Bush Republicans. And Trump just honestly disgusts them. So that's not why they are there. And they most of all will want to make sure that No Labels does not inadvertently help elect Donald Trump. So, I mean, I can certainly assure you of that. That's a media story that has no facts with it. Now, let me just clarify one thing, Frank. We are a 501c4 at No Labels. We have the right to do what we're doing now, which is to seek third ballot lines in all 50 states. But we can't run a campaign. What we will do is to offer our third lines to a bipartisan ticket. That ticket will then file under the Federal Elections Commission laws and will disclose all its contributors, the size of the contributions, what they're spending money on. But No Labels doesn't have to do that and doesn't intend to do that because we're not going to be a campaign committee. We're just getting signatures to get on the ballot and then hopefully find a good bipartisan ticket to nominate within the next couple of weeks.
So you understand why I have to ask the question, just because whenever I bring up No Labels, it's something that that comes up. The other thing that's been written about a great deal recently, Senator, is all of the high profile folks that seem to be turning No Labels down. There was a lot of buzz about Joe Manchin. He announced he's not running, not with No Labels or anybody else. So a lot of buzz about Larry Hogan. He says he's running for U.S. Senate instead. Some people speculated about Nikki Haley. She reiterated that she's not running. And then it got even to the point of people talking about former Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, Jeff Duncan. He says he's not running. Two-part question here, Senator. One, why do so many of the folks that seem to be the top tier potential No Labels candidates seem to be turning No Labels down, even though they seem to share a lot of the criticisms of Biden and Trump? And two, you might be the No Labels person with the most name recognition on a national basis right now. Is there any chance that you might be the candidate?
Oh, I'm going to quickly answer the second question first. No chance. I've gone beyond my running days and happy to be part of this organization. Frankly, happy to try to shake up the political system. I keep thinking of a great line that Jefferson wrote, I believe, to Madison in a letter early in our history, where he said that he thought in American history there would be a need every now and then for what he called a little political rebellion, which would be as important in politics as big storms are in nature. In other words, to clear out the dead wood. Boy, that's where we are now. We need such a storm. So, but here's the problem. We talk to a lot of people. They really support what we're doing. But, you know, they look at the nastiness of politics today, and they see that the Democratic Party has formed a committee of lawyers to try to keep not only No Labels, but Cornel West, RFK Jr., Jill Stein off the ballot. They don't want third-party competition for what a professor at Harvard calls the duopoly a Republican Democrat duopoly of American politics. And that's just wrong. The people deserve to have as many choices as can get on the ballot. But it is hard to convince people to step out there into that mess. But we're talking to a couple right now that seem to have the guts and the commitment to country over party to seriously consider it. So I'm really hopeful that soon we can announce our bipartisan ticket. We'll then go back to our 800 delegates.
Yeah, well, now that makes a lot of sense.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.
I appreciate you being so generous with your time. Two final questions. I just want to ask you about the nuts and bolts aspects of this, just because, you know, I've been an independent my whole life and have paid a lot of attention to the difficulty that third party and independent candidates have in getting on the ballot. One question that a lot of ballot, ballot access junkies have had is why no labels spent presumably a great deal of money to qualify as a party in Tennessee, which took 43,000 and change signatures, when any independent presidential candidate could get on in Tennessee with only 275 signatures. It seems like a little bit of a waste of financial resources and time, when at the same time in other states like Minnesota, they didn't do the party petition, which is 125,000 signatures, apparently expecting the presidential nominee to go the independent route, which is only 2,000 signatures. Why spend that amount of money, which looks to me like it's unnecessary, in a state like Tennessee, whereas in states like Minnesota and Massachusetts, the no labels didn't go that route?
Hey, Frank, to be honest, you have stumped me. It's a good question, and I'm going to ask the people who are in charge of the petitions why they made that choice. No labels can only do about 33 states, and then the ticket has to go on from there because a certain number of states require or only allow the independent ticket to go for the third a line, not a nonprofit group like No Labels. But we're confident that one way or the other, if we get the two candidates, by November, we will be on the ballot in all 50 states. And the people of America will have a choice, not just Trump and Biden. It'll be Trump, Biden, and this bipartisan American unity ticket. So hopefully they'll take advantage of that choice. Hey, Frank, good to be with you.
Senator, it's always a treat to talk with you. I know how busy you are right now. I appreciate you making the time for us. Let's talk again soon.
Good day. Take care.
Thank you. If you want to comment on any portion of my conversation with Senator Joe Lieberman, be my guest. 800-848-9222. That's 800-848-9222. This is The Other Side of Midnight. I'm Frank Morano. Straight ahead.